The class formed small groups to discuss fundraising ideas. The five friends racked their brains, trying to come up with something, anything at all. "I keep picturing all those books, ruined," said Lisa. "I keep thinking about how all our favorite places have changed," said Corey. "I keep thinking about how I would describe the library to someone who never got to see it," said Nina. "I keep thinking about all the things we would have celebrated when the library had its 100th anniversary party," said Kelsey. "That's it," said Lou. "A party?" Corey asked, eyebrows raised. "Not quite," said Lou, "but let's put all your ideas together. Picture a book that tells what Maple Grove is like. Imagine that we invite people to celebrate what is special about Maple Grove, beginning with its library." "Lou, you're a genius," said Nina. The others smiled. "I don't know about that," said Lou modestly, "but I do know this. When you read a lot, good ideas just seem to pop into your head out of nowhere. Let's each write about a part of Maple Grove that we love. Then we can make copies, bind them in a book, and sell it to everyone in town. We can ask them to buy copies for friends and families who live in other towns, too." "How much do you think we'll raise?" asked Corey. "I guess we're about to find out," said Lisa.